And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 31st of August, 2025. August 31st is National Zoo Awareness Day. Early zoos exhibited the victims of conquest, people, plants, and animals, and were owned by the rich and powerful. As they evolved into public spaces and institutions, they continued the narrative of human dominance over nature, representing the collected specimens of knowledgeable societies. The colonial project sought to bring the world under physical control. Colonialism was, in large part, an educational project. Places, animals, and people were named and ordered through a Western lens. Carl Hagenbeck is considered the father of the modern zoo. He was a German merchant of wild animals who supplied many European zoos, as well as the P.T. Barnum circuses. Hagenbeck famously bragged that he killed 40 adult rhinoceroses in order to capture 4 baby rhinos. He created animal enclosures without bars that mimicked the animal's natural habitat. He also put indigenous people on display in his human zoos. We hear a lot of things to justify keeping animals in zoos, but are these justifications based on fact, or are they simply what zoos would have us believe? Whilst some zoos may contribute in small ways to conservation projects, the vast majority of animals in zoos are not on the endangered species list, and the ones who are will likely never be rehabilitated to their natural habitat. Former zoo director David Hancox estimates that less than 3% of a zoo's budget goes to conservation, while the majority goes towards high-tech exhibits and marketing efforts to lure visitors. The truth is that most zoos exist primarily for profit. One of the biggest draw cards for zoos is baby animals. Babies will often be bred even when there isn't enough room to keep them, inevitably resulting in surplus animals in zoos. Surplus management strategies are one of the best-kept secrets of modern zoos. Zoos simply kill surplus animals, usually out of the public eye. Zoos also routinely trade and relocate animals whom they deem to have outlived profitability or who no longer fit into breeding schemes. Trading animals with other zoos can be extremely stressful for the animals who are relocated, as they leave behind social bonds and surroundings they have grown accustomed to. Just like SeaWorld and other marine parks, for zoos, the interests of animals usually come second to attracting visitors and making money. A zoo can teach you a lot about how animals behave in captivity, but will teach very little about the behavior of animals in the wild. Even though most modern zoos make efforts to offer animals a more natural environment, most captive animals in zoos are unable to live in a way that they would naturally, and some may even be on medication to alter their behavior. Animals in zoos are notoriously given inadequate space, which leads to many health problems and premature mortality. Zoocosis is a form of psychosis that develops in animals held captive. Most often, it manifests in what are called stereotypic behaviors, which are often monotonous, obsessive, repetitive actions that serve no purpose. Stated plainly, zoocosis is mental anguish made visible by abnormal behavior, and it's a common indicator of poor welfare. Animals evolved in the wild where they could roam freely, interact socially, problem solve, and in general live a rich sensory life. Captivity, whether in zoos, circuses, aquariums, or elsewhere, denies them of all this and more. As a result, animals suffer. Crucially, stereotypical behaviors do not occur in the wild, but are exclusively seen in animals held in captivity. Zoos give people the illusion of an encounter with nature, when really what they are seeing has nothing to do with what the animals would be doing if they were allowed to live free. And here's a poem for today, The Panther, by Rainer Maria Rilke. His vision from the constantly passing bars has grown so weary that it cannot hold anything else. It seems to him there are 1,000 bars, and behind the bars, no world. As he paces in cramped circles over and over, The movement of his powerful, soft strides is like a ritual dance around a center in which a mighty will stands paralyzed. Only at times, the curtain of the pupils lifts quietly, an image enters in, rushes down through the tensed, arrested muscles, plunges into the heart, and is gone. The Panther by Rainer Maria Rilke. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the only education zoos offer is how to ruin animals.